the day on the Yom Simchat Chanukah Hamishkan, the two sons of Aharon died. Nadav ve'Aviv. Why did they die? So the pasuk says they did something Asher lo tzivoyson. They did something that they were not commanded. So the pasuk seems to say that they brought a carbon that was not called for. And then it's Rashi quotes from the Peres Kehanim and Machlekes Ha'Yitro Rabbi quotes from Machlekes Ha'Tanoim. What avera did they do? The Meisa b'nei Aharon alayde shahar halacha b'shnei Moshe Rabban. Lara Allah Vishni Rabbi is tied into it. Mara has a whole studio in Erez in it, Perakador, about the details of these dinim. When does a person violate this dinim? Mara Allah Vishni Rabbi. The theory is good. Chayv Nis, Nis Videi Shaman, doesn't he? Nis Videi Shaman. The other Thomas says, no, Rabbi Shmoda, Mishtui, Yai, Nis Nisul HaMikdosh. They violated a different din. Teda, Pufish, Acha, Misosan, take it after they die. So the Torah gives it Tzivui to Aaron HaKoyin that he shouldn't drink Yai Mashiach as he's about to enter into the Tidu Avoidah. So the Tanaim have a machlekes exactly what avera warranted the Reinish Misa, but the both shatim that, and then the Medrash has more. Medrash has more shitas what their chet was. One Tanaim says that they were slow in getting married and fulfilling the mitzvah tiru v'rivya, and one is mevatel mitzvah tiru v'rivya. He takes his time. He waits till 35 years old. So he's chay misa b'yei shamayim. Different shitas in Tanaim. What was the Reinish Misa b'yei shamayim? That means it's b'yei shamayim. So all of the pshatim are a little difficult, doesn't the Chumash say a different time? The Chumash says, "Vayakrivu lefnei Hashem eishdar shalai tziva isam." No, doesn't say in the Chumash that avera. So the stam of the pshat is like this. I guess the stam of the pshat is like this. After looking in the farshim, that the Torah says that they did an avera, which was a terrible, terrible avera. Namely, we discussed this avera. A person wants to do his kavis to Hakadosh Baruch Hu without a hetzer. In order to do mitzvahs, in order to learn Torah, and in order to daven, a person has to have a shus. You cannot just come close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu without a special shus. This is Rav Soloveitchik's biggest thing. He used to give yahrzeit drashas a few years in a row. Every couple of years there was a theme. So this was a theme, I think, of three yahrzeit drashas. So the Torah seems to imply like that, that you cannot, you're not permitted to do his kavod Hakadosh Baruch Hu without a shus. And he gives you a shus. Not only gives you a shus, he's mechayev. You have to like tefillin, you have to say krishma, and you have to daven, and you have to do this, and you have to do whatever the chachamim require of you. You have to do the mitzvahs to rabbanon, and you have to fulfill the minhagim, whatever they happen to be, and so on. But if a person is going to invent his own form of avodas Hashem, or is going to compose his own nusach hatfila, dan sheknes hagdolu amisach in the nusach hatfila, God's going to make up his own nusach hatfila. So the Gemara says in Megillah that it's forbidden. The Gemara says mikam v'yelach osur after the chsimas dan sheknes hagdolu, after the conclusion of the people who are misach hatfila. The Gemara says it's forbidden to compose your own prayer or your own sheva, as the pasuk reads, "L'chod do miyot kahila." Right, right. The Gemara says. Right. So you have to have you have to know how to. Why did Anshei Knesset Gedolah have a heter to compose a nusach hatfila? Because they knew how. The Gemara says Behem Kama Nevi'im. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin points out. Why does the Braisa there in Megillah mention that there were 120 Chachamim in the Knesset? In Anshei Knesset Gedolah. That's what they called the Knesset. Why does the Gemara say there were 120 Chachamim in Anshei Knesset Gedolah? Behem Kama Nevi'im, and they composed all the nusach hatfila and all the brachas and so on. What does the Braisa have to mention Behem Kama Nevi'im? So he explains in Nefesh HaChaim that if not for the fact that they had amongst them Behem Kama Nevi'im, they wouldn't have the right to compose the Nusach HaTfila either. You have to be a person with a Ruach HaKodesh. You have to be quite a Baal Ruach HaKodesh to be able to compose the proper Nusach HaTfila, to say the correct Shevach and to say the correct Bakasha that should apply to Gan Kaiso, not just to compose the Nusach HaBakasha that applies to you and your generation. They composed the Nusach HaBrocha that applies to all generations and to all Jews all over the world. So that's why the Braisa stresses Behem Kama Nevi'im. And then the Braisa concludes that after the chsim of the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah, so it's forbidden to compose your own song.
That's all
needed
for tefillah davening, for an answer, right? I mean, obviously all the youth and everything, that was composed for a middle. And there's not tefillah, especially in the mitzvah.
Yeah, in the middle of the tefillah,
right.
You're not.
It's not a problem. I mean,
a lot of them are problems. It is a big problem. There's a famous Ibn Ezra on Kohelis where he has a whole attack against all of youth and for various reasons.
But I mean we've accepted them, obviously. I mean,
many of them, yeah, based on. Based on another Gemara. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in the first parak, that you permitted to add on in the middle of the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, but to compose the Yom Sheva outside of the Shmoneh Esrei.
I'm saying,
Adon Olam. Not in the Shmoneh Esrei. That's a big problem.
All these things we say are big problems.
Yeah. It is a big problem. Yeah. No, but it is a big problem. Because some Akarim are against some of these. Shulchan Aruch, four Akarim are against Yigdal, some are against Adon Olam also. But it's not in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch. That reason. Each person can say his own, but to compose a nusach for everybody, compose a nusach for the masses.
Why does that mean more than
No, the heter that you have to daven is because it says in Tanakh that you're supposed to daven. That's the heter. You mechuyif to daven. So that's the heter. Now there's another question. How do you compose the nusach hatfila? So the Gemara says that originally everybody said his own nusach hatfila. And then Nashek Knes HaGadol, I'm misakin for everybody, for the masses, one Nusach. If he's, the Nevi'im composed the Nusach, that should last for all the generations, for all the countries. Until then, and Bismanas, everybody can say his own Nusach. But it'll only be a... The Gemara talks about them. So the Gemara says, that Shmuel HaKotn was Roy Lishvus Olav Shechina, Elo Shein Dora Roy Lekach. So the Gemara says, therefore, he was able to compose the Nusach. The Gemara says, when they wanted...
The whole thing was saying, that it was for all the Dara, for all the places. So why didn't they have to
put
in the original?
Something
about the Shem.
Yeah, they added on. I don't know if all the 18 brachas were originally instituted by Vasachas, and some of them were composed in different generations. I would assume so. No? I would assume that it's a composite. So Ashek Nesagdel didn't get up one day and decide, this is the Shmoneh Esrei, poof, just like this. They worked it out. Yeah, and then later when they put them all together, they just, some of them must have had less or more, and then later, in a later generation, they put them all together, they decided to make 18 or 19, and then they found this remnants in the Pasuk, what the order should be, what the number should be. I don't know. Historically, I doubt that originally, that's the way it came in Lachatchila, there should be 18, bro. But each person, like the Rambam writes, each person said his own nusach hatfila. It wasn't for everybody. But if you want to be misakim for everybody and for all generations and for all countries, at any rate, you have to have a Novi. You have to have a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He knows. I don't think so. Kinos is not a shevach. It's a tefila, but it's not a shevach. It's not krecht. You have to give a krecht. I don't think you need a special heter for that. I don't know. Aleinu is a problem. We assume Aleinu was composed by Eli Yeshua ben Nun or somebody before the Anshei Knes HaGadol. It's a very old nusach Aleinu. The Midrashim say that it was composed by Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah. Alkei Nekava, yeah. Yeah, they're problems. The Rishonim discussed it. Rishonim discussed the Piyutim that are not in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. They're problems. So the Torah says that they did an Aveira, namely that they did something Asher Lo Tziva Oisim. They wanted to do his Karvas Hashem without a Rishus. So that itself is an Aveira. But that itself is an Aveira that doesn't want me to. Where do you see this Aveira from? You see it from the last pasuk in Vayikra that it says these are the mitzvahs that you're not supposed to add on more mitzvahs. This is the way to do Avodas Hashem. You do these mitzvahs derais and the mitzvahs derabbanon, whatever the Torah warrants, whatever the Torah gives you reshus and is mechayiv you to do. Whatever the Torah doesn't give you reshus, so you're not supposed to do. But that per se is a terrible Avera. That's an Avera HaKoylelis. He did something Asher Lo Tziva Oisam, but that itself doesn't get mitzvah de Shammai. That's what the Medrash is asking. Medrash is not asking what Avera did they do. It says Nechumish what Avera they did. But the next pasuk base, Perikut Pasuk base, about Teitzayesh Melifnei Hashem Atoich Aloysam Vayomusu. So for that you warrant Misa B'dei Shemai. Afilu Namiach De Rav Soloveitch calls that women's Minyanim Arasta, but he wouldn't say that there's Misa B'dei Shemai. That you're introducing Numen Hagi. So the Torah gives, and the Medrash gives a different answer. What's the Avera that warranted Misa B'dei Shemai? The technical Avera. This is a big Avera. Maybe this is even a bigger Avera than the Avera of Shtuyi Yayin, Meir HaLoch B'Shnei Rabbah, that the Torah mentions this Avera. The Torah doesn't say the other Avera. The Torah says the Avera was that they did something, Ashalei Tzivoisim. Could be that this is a greater Avera. But this Avera technically does not warrant an Einish Mitzvah Shemai. So the Medrash has a Machlokes HaTanaim. Why do they get Vayamusu? Why do they get the Mitzvah Shemai? So one Tana says that Meir HaLoch B'Shnei Rabbah, and one Tana says Shtuyi Yayin. Right? They did this, which was a terrible type of error, and they died. It put them on a technicality. It's a terrible. It happens to be that, technically speaking, it is a little of error for which you get into the Shemai. And the Torah says the terrible of error that they did, which was worse than that. The Yesh Zohar was that they did a terrible out there, they did a Hiskarvus to Hashem, I should like to
be voice.
To tell you maybe that that's a bigger out there.
No, but the story probably ignores you. Where do we see Horror Lovers?
That's what one kind of says, that was a technical out there. The Torah says, we're gunning for these two guys. Why? Because they did something, I should like to be voice. So what do we get them on? Like over here in the college, it happens in every institution like that. They have students in the school that they want to get rid of because they're troublemakers, but they have nothing. You can't throw a guy out because the university doesn't like him. So they get him on a technicality. But he didn't pass enough courses and he didn't do this. Yeah, no. Tax evasion, how about it? It's in every organization like that. There are people that you want to get rid of and you have to get him on a technicality just because you can't stand the guy. And he's Nishken Mensch, so that's not on the book. It's worse than all the others. A person is Nishken Mensch. A person is Nishken Mensch. The Rebbe Shlom says he's going to give me through their shrine because he's Nishken Mensch.
Because
the Torah gives a list. The Bright and the Tosefta gives a list of people who get Nisu Deshmai. Doesn't say a person with a Nishken Mensch gets Nisu Deshmai. A person with a Nishken Mensch will do Averis, which technically speaking get Nisu Deshmai. That's a different thing, but here the Torah says that they were punished. The Torah implies that they were punished and they got a Einish Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. And the Medrash understands that the Mitzvah Dei Shamayim is not because of what it says in Pasuk Kala, but because of something other than that. You see that not? That this per se doesn't get Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. The chet of doing his karvus to the Rabbanu Shlomo without a matir doesn't get Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. So now they're a chamur and a yoy. Mitzvah Dei Shamayim is because of the technicality. So the Tanoim work on what the technicality
is.
No, because then you have the problem, why did the Torah say this Aveira if that's not why they got the Misa? For the Pshat is that this is the bigger Aveira of the two. The Torah singles out, the Torah mentions the Aveira Chamura that they did. That was worse than everything, but that per se doesn't get Misa B'dei Shemar. Derech Klal, the Gemara assumes that you can determine by the Chomer Ha'onesh, which Aver is more Chomer than which. The Gemara has a Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, where the Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek goes in that order. That's how we pass. And Rav Shimon says, no, it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Herek. Shimon disagrees on the first two, disagrees on the last two, as far as the order is concerned. So the Gemara Sanhedrin discusses how does each Tana know their Shita. So they all learn it out from the Chomer Ha'onesh, that we all know Aver Zor is the worst Aver in the world, and Aver Zor gets Skila. So that must be the fact that he gets skila, that must be an indication that skila is the greater onus. And the other time it disagrees, he gives a whole argument back and forth. So the pashtus in the sugi is that derech klal, we assume, common sense should dictate like that, that according to the Chomer Ha'emish, you can determine how great the Chomer Ha'aveir is. But it's not always so. We find sometimes our lochot d'gmar zeh mefurish like that. You find sometimes that the Chomer Ha'emish doesn't necessarily indicate that this Ha'aveir is greater than the other Ha'aveir. So perhaps over here also, that the Torah singles out this Avera. They brought an Eish Zorah Shaloi Tzivois, and that's really the bigger Avera of the two that they did. But that per se doesn't get Misa B'nei Shemayim. Zakasha, why doesn't it get Zakasha? You have sometimes exceptions to the...
I'll give you an example of the former Amish and the former
Amish. You have the Mashal Yehorik Val Yavor doesn't apply to Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is school of Kineged Avodah Zarah. So why? Machal Shabbos Beferhes is Dina Kinochri. some person hold that it's a dimin ater. I suppose it's a dimin ater, a dimin rabban. So even though it's dina kinach, dina kavir avadizare, and it's dina kimum alachalat erakulo, you still don't say yehar gval yav and chilo Shabbos b'kahes. But this is a din. Chal Shabbos b'kahes is dina kachm, it's not a drash. That's halacha l'mais, it's a dina shulchanah. And nevertheless, you don't say that it's yehar gval yav. So the Balatanya points that, and it's safe, and it's time. So he says, you see that the Einish doesn't always coincide, doesn't always correspond to the Chaim Rabbe. And the Gemara Sanhedrin has like that, yeah, etc. Any Avera Bifar Hesti is Yehorek Valyava, if it's done what? The Havra Aladas, yeah. If it's done the Havra Aladas. With an anos, yeah, it's done with an anos. The Torah has, after they die, these people, Nadav Aviyu, were great tzaddikim. That's how the Medrash says, they were great tzaddikim. And nevertheless, they were punished for this terrible avir. The Torah says, after they died, their cousins were asked to take their dead bodies out of the base, out of the Mishkan, El Michutz L'Machane. And why didn't their brothers metami to them? The Rabban quotes the Kasha in the name of the, from the Ravid. Rabban doesn't quote in the name of the Ravid, but he's quoting from the Pirusha Ravid and the Torah's Kahanim. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu command Elazar v'Isamar that they should not be metame to their brother? Don't they have a din of a kohen head? It is metame to the Zayin Krov. Even Pashtun is a chayv. Only Thomas Krov is not even a reshutz. Only a kohen gadol is not metame to the Zayin Krov. Only to a meis mitzvah. So why didn't Elazar v'Isamar metame to their brother? So the Ravid has two answers. Rabban calls for both answers as much. One answer he gives was that it's a hayrasha shalala abed simchas shal makar. That this was the day of Chanukah Samikdash. I didn't want to ruin the simcha. And then he gives another fancy answer. Because they were the Kohanim and the others were not. The cousins were not Kohanim, yeah. There were only five Kohanim in Ganson. There was Aaron and another Babi Lozavi Samar. So two of them just dropped dead. So then you're going to have another two guys knocked out because they're going to be Mitami to the other. There's only going to be one Kohen. So it won't look too good. As it is, it looks schwach. Only three Kohanim instead of five. Hardly anybody there. Then it's a big pella. How could it be that there were only five Kohanim and they brought all those korbanos for so many years until they had children who were bar mitzvah who were able to bring korbanos? The pilei ploy. How could they bring so many korbanos? Later, Ladeiris. For a couple of years. This was going on for a couple of years until later on they had children who were born later who became bar mitzvah. How could they? Three people. Three people is very little. How'd they bring the Pesach? Let's say they brought a Korban Pesach later. 2 weeks later, they brought a Korban Pesach. How'd they bring a Korban Pesach? Gans Klali Sol brought a Korban Pesach. How'd they share? Right, Pesach made by the first, 2 weeks after the Chanukah Samishka. How could they? Unless they had 1,000 people in this manna on one Pesach. It has to be a big fat animal, but it can't be more than 1 year old. From Pesach has to be Terch Shnasa. Pesach Shavu Shnasa is possible. The lamb that's within 1 year is a very skinny lamb, very tiny. There are no 1,000 kizeshim. I don't think. I don't even think there are 100 kizeshim. Very little. Yeah. Yeah, they did it. Pasuk said they did it. But it's really a pella. The three Kohanim brought so many korbanos.
How did they bring so many korbanos in the English?
No, it had many, many more Kohanim.
Still.
They had a few hundred Kohanim there every day.
It moved so smoothly
in the day. Didn't move so smoothly. But it moved. They didn't.
Only on millions nowadays they can't kill that many in
the day. I don't know. They were not Kohanim, and only those who were born after they became Kohanim were themselves Kohanim. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was Lenin Kayin and Acha HaRogel LeZimri. Why? Because his father Elazar became a Kohen after he was born already. So he wasn't born from a Kohen, he was born from a lady. He was only a lady. So those children who were born after they were chosen as Kohanim, so those children became Kohanim. So they had to wait till they were Bar Mitzvah, 13, at least 13 years later. So for the first 13 years, there were only three Kohanim around. They were bringing an awful lot of Korbanos in the Midbar. So the Ramban quotes the Rai, but he gives two answers. One answer is Shlala Abrach Simchas Hashamachmas HaHiru HaShon. The other answer he gives now is Nishkin HaHiru HaShon. They had a din like a Mashuach Mechama. He says that since the Pasuk says Mepesach HaMadloi Seitzut Pentamusu Ki, because Shem and Mishchas HaShem Aleichem and Pasuk Zayim, what does that mean? So he says that because they had a Mashiach HaShem and HaMishcha, therefore they were forbidden to be Metami to the Zayin Kraven. And they had a din, that's how the Ravid writes, they had a din like a Mashuach Mechama. What does that mean, they had a din like a Mashuach Mechama? So Rab Chaim is quoted as saying that Abdul Gershuni quotes this, he made a sense, he quotes it in his Sefer, Mishpatam Luhan, the Rambam, and then others say it all with B'Shem HaKham. So Rashi says B'Shem HaKham. Other Rashi would say B'Shem HaKham, that the Gemara says in the end of, towards the end of Masechet Yuma, that of the special dinim that the Kohen Gadol has, he's only allowed to marry a Psul, he's not permitted to marry even an Almana, he's not permitted to be Metam Lameisim, and all the other dinim, doesn't have any Avelis and so on. So some of these dinim apply to the Mashuach Mechama, some of the dinim do not apply to the Mashuach Mechama. Let's say Makis, we learned this, Machlekes HaTanoim, when the Kohen Gadol dies, so the Retzeach goes back near Miklatoi, he goes back home. So what happens if the Mashuach Mechama dies? Does he also return back home or not? Is Mashuach Mechama dinim to Kohen Gadol or not? What's Machlekes? Based on Sufim, but what does Machlekes depend on? What's the Svara? It's based on this issue, because the Mashuach Mechama has some dinim like a Kohen Gadol, some dinim not like a Kohen Gadol. So that's Machlekes HaTanoim, based on the Sufim. And again, to this din of being Machzer Eretzeach, near Miklata, is dinim Kohen Gadol, is dinim Kohen Hagin. So the kid said, what is the status of this fellow, this androgynous Kohen, this Mashuach Mechama, that some dinim he has like a Kohen Gadol, and some dinim he doesn't have like a Kohen Gadol? So Rav Chaim said in a Bikitzer, the word is that a Kohen Gadol has a Kedushas Kuna Gedolah and he has a Shem Kohen Gadol. He has Kedushas Kuna Gedolah either because he's Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha, or it's because he's a Merubah B'Gadim. When you Moshech something B'Shem and HaMishcha, you Moshech the Klei HaMikdosh, Klei HaMishkan, you Moshech the Mishkan itself, the Rias of the Mishkan. So then it gets a Kedushas Aguf. So you Moshech the Kohen Gadol, he also gets a Kedushas Aguf. Or later on when they were going to the Shem and HaMishcha towards the end of the Tekufas Baj Nishon, Mordechai says that Yoshio HaMelech was going as all these things based on a pasuk in Dirayam. He was going as the Shem and HaMishcha together with the Tzenes Amon and the Yor and everything in the basement of the Bayis Rishon. So then the Gemara says, how do they appoint their Kohen Gadol? Like they Ribit Gadol. So Ribit Gadol also is like Kiddush Kli. Like if you put Merachas in the Stocham and the Kli Sharis, so it becomes Kaddish Kedush Saguf. And until then, after the Kedush HaSped, only has Kedush HaSdom in Ram Mizbeach. See, here too, when you put the Big Dekuna Gedolah on a Kohen Gadol, it's like putting him into a Klisharis, because the Big Dekuna have the status of Klisharis. Tosfos says all the time, there's a Ritvon Kedushin says not so. He says that if you have Pidyon, you can be paid the Big Dekuna, because Big Dekuna only have Kedushas Domim. They don't have a Kedushas Aguf Lamis there. And Tosfos says, based on Kama, the Kama, the Kama Gemara, that it's not so. And many, many Gemaras are still against the Ritvon, that's very Ritvon. Dr. Lehm said something about it, and it's Joshua about Big Dekuna Gedolah. Who is it printed? The Beis Yitzchak, no? But the Pashtus is not like the Ritva. Pashtus is like Tosfos. That it's a big dekuna, have a kedushas like a kedushas klishas. Not to be mekadosh the korbanot, but to be mekadosh the kohen. His man should be gdei malem, punasim malem. So when you put the big dekuna on the Kohen Gadol, then not only while he has the big dekuna on, when you put the big dekuna on him, the kuna gdoilo of the garden, then he becomes a Kohen Gadol. He becomes mekadosh the kedushas kuna gdoilo forever. That's the din of Merubah B'Gadim. So there's one din, Rav Chaim says, there's one din of Kedushas Kohen Gadol. How does he get to Kedushas Kohen Gadol? Either Ayidei Mishicha B'Shem and HaMishcha, or Ayidei Ribah B'Gadim. And then there's another din that the Kohen Gadol is appointed as the Kohen Gadol. They give him the title, the office, the covet, the position. He's Mismana. So he's supposed to Lashon from the Yerushalmi, he's Mismana B'Peh. He is appointed as the Kohen Gadol. They give him the Shem Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol has both the Shem Kohen Gadol and the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The Mashuach Mechama is Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, so he gets the Shem and HaMishcha and endows him with the Kedushas Kuna Gdoila, but they don't give him an appointment, they don't give him a title of a Kohen Gadol. He's a plain Kohen Hedyot, so he doesn't have the Minui, he doesn't have the Shem Kohen Gadol, but he has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So therefore, those Dinim of Kohen Gadol that depend on Kedushas Kuna Gdoila, he will have. Those Dinim of Kohen Gadol that depend on Shem Kohen Gadol, he will not have, because the Mashuach Mechama does not have a Shem Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara in the end of Yuma has the Machlekes HaTanoim, which didn't depend on Shem Kohen Gadol, which didn't depend on Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So here the Ravid and the Ramban write a lashon that since it says Hishem and Mishchas Hashem Aleichem, that the first four Kohanim, Nadav Avi, Elazar, Issachar, Aaron HaKohen was appointed as the Kohen Gadol. He had Kedushas Kohen Gadol and Shem Kohen Gadol. The four sons of Aaron, Nadav, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, they all got Mashiach b'shem and Amishcha, but they were not appointed as Kohen Gadol. So they all had Kedushas Kuna Gedola. A normal Kohen doesn't get Mashiach b'shem and Amishcha, but these four did. They had no other way. That was the way we initiated their Kedushas Kuna. So since they had Mashiach b'shem and Amishcha, so they had Kedushas Kuna Gedola, but they didn't have a shame Kohen Gadol. So that's why the Ramban, and the Ravid write that they had Dinam Kimashuach Mochomo. Exactly the same din as Mashiach Mochomo. They had a Kedushas Kuna Gedola without a shame Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says in the end of Yuma that the Mashiach Mochomo is also the Tami Lameisim. So maybe that's what the Ravid and the Ramban write. Maybe it wasn't Tohev Roshah only. Maybe it was a real din l'dor, that whoever has such an androgynous status that he has the Kedushas Kuna Gedola even without a shame Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be mitam of the mace.
How do you
That's a big problem. How do they have a Mashiach Mechama and Bayisheni? Because in Josephus it says, in the Hasina quotes Josephus, that it says that in Bayisheni Yehuda HaMakabi was a Mashiach Mechama. So the problem is, how do you have, make a Mashiach Mechama? There's no Hashem and Amishra. They were going to the Hashem and Amishra and Bayis Rishon. You mean a fake Mashiach Muhammad, but there's a mitzvah to have a Mashiach Muhammad to read the parsha. Kriyas HaParsha. How do you have a Mashiach Muhammad? So the answer is you have a Meruba Begodim. What Meruba Begodim? How many Begodim does a Mashiach Muhammad wear when he does avoid in Beit HaMikdash? Dalad Begodim. He's very good Dalad Begodim, the Gemara says in the end of Yuma. So how can you have Meruba Begodim? So some Achrayim wanted to say that, I think the Dvar Avram says like that, that you make him a Meruba Begodim because the Gemara in the end of Yuma says that he can be Nishal Be'urim Betumim. That he can be Nishal Burim Vitumim. No, it's okay. He can be Nishal Burim Vitumim, the Mashiach Mechama can be. So for that he has to wear the Shmoneh Begodim. So the Dvar Ram says that maybe that's how they made Yehuda HaMakabi a Mashiach Mechama. Aidei Ribuit Godim, the Haina, he put on the 8 Big Dekuna for the purpose of being Nishal Burim Vitumim.
They would
going to the shame, so therefore it wouldn't answer. It wouldn't answer. So he says, so the Rav Ram says, but he asked. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Tainid, it doesn't make sense. What do you ask if it's not going to work? If you know there's no bulb, so what do you turn on the switch for? What do you mean? Nishal Burim Vitumim, he knows it's not going to answer. Is that ridiculous? That's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Tainid. That what should I have to say that he's Nishal Burim Vitumim? I'm dafayin gimel amid aleph in Yuma. That's the very end of Bolo Kangol. Very end of the seventh parak, right before the last parak, right before parak Yom Kippur. No, he had to wear the Urim and Tumim. Just as the Gemara says that it didn't answer. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma that there were 5 things that were missing in Bais Sheni. One of the 5 things was that the Urim and Tumim didn't answer. So there's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos there, and machlekes the Rambam and the Rabbi that we discussed in Parshas Kitzava, no? From Pikudi, I think. Whether it means that they didn't have the shame inside Yom Mitzvah, and that's why it didn't answer enough. If they didn't have the shame, so the Kli would be Chaser. And they can't have the, cannot have the Kohen Gadol do the Avodim Kus of Garm. So they did have the shame, it just didn't answer. But whatever it is, they knew in advance that it wasn't going to answer. Chagai told them in Nevuah. And in Nevuah of Chagai said, there it's above the Kovda, Chaser Hei. The Kovda is Chaser Hei. So they knew in advance that it's not going to work, that it's not going to answer at all. So that's what Moshe Soloveitchik Tanis. So what should I have to say that he's Nishal Burim Vitumim if he knows it's not going to answer? So what should I have to Rubab Gurim? So he kind of desire of him doesn't make any sense. How do they have a Mashiach Mechama? So he said what? So Moshe Soloveitchik said. This is printed in that little statement, the Kravitz Chidushin. So he says, who says that you need Davka Mashiach Mechama? Yesh Kachalma Sain Mone. If you have a Kain Gurim, he can do the job with a Mashiach Mechama. So he thought that the pshat was that they appointed Yehuda HaMakabi as the Kohen Gadol. How? Aidei Merubah B'Godim, Shmoneh B'Godim and Aveidah. They made him a Kohen Gadol. And then they said, okay, we're going to have a different Kohen Gadol stand around the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to be the Kohen Gadol. You can make 2 Kohen Gadol. You can't have more than 1 Chad B'Dorah. Gadol HaDorah is only 1 Chad B'Dorah. But you can have 2 Kohanim Gedolim. The Gemara talks about 2 Kohanim Gedolim walking down the street and there's a mace. So we should be mitamit to the mace. The one is a Merubah B'Godim, the one is a Mashiach Mashem and Amishcha. Let's say the Kohen Gadol became Tommy in the middle of Yom Kippur. He broke his leg. So you have to appoint another Kohen Gadol. Then when he gets better, you have 2 Kohanim Gedolim. When he becomes Tommy, you have 2 Kohanim Gedolim. You can have 10 Kohanim Gedolim. Why not? So that's what Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik thought. Mr. Tommy, you have to say that they appointed, if that version in Josephus is correct, if what it says there is correct, we're not so sure, if it should be correct, then maybe the pshat is that they made him a Kohen Gadol. And Yesh B'chol Masayin Mona, he had Kedushas Kunin Gdola, and he had Shein Kain Gola. So Nishkan Chisar, so just because he's overqualified for the job, so he can't be a Mashoch Mechama. Mashoch Mechama has to be one who has Kedushas Kunin Gdola, even if he doesn't have a Shein Kain Gola. But if he also has a Shein Kain Gola, it's not Tov, it's good. So what's so bad?
And if anyone of those Kohanim dies, they'll be people.
If anybody dies, yeah, you don't need to bump off all 10. Any one of them who dies, that's how the Gemara says in Makkos. Any one kain gadol who dies, so the guy
can.
It's in the interest of the union of Rotzim to appoint many. They should lobby for that. They should appoint many, many kohanim gadolim so that they'll go free. The summer they have mafia men to kill a kain gadol anyway. It's easy to bump off the kain gadol and to appoint another one. Yeah, a lot. That's the Ramban. The Ramban very often on Chumash and on Melchamis quotes verbatim from Ravitz without quoting Moshe Momra. Apparently it was Yodua. Here, on the Teres Kohan. Okay. Then the pasuk continues that they're not allowed to observe any avelus because they have a din like a kohen gadol. We're going to get to these dinim of avelus. However, v'achechem kol beis yisrael yivkulas hasreifa shesarav Hashem. What does that mean? V'achechem kol beis yisrael yivkulas hasreifa. They don't observe avelus for their brother, but everybody else does observe avelus. Why do we observe avelus? So the Gemara says mikans, and this pasuk we learn. This is one of the mitzvahs. This is one of the dinim of the Torah. Mitzvah lehishtatif b'tzarim shel talmidei chachamim. That Aaron and Elazar and Yisama were very aggravated. Aaron just lost his sons. Elazar and Yisama just lost their brothers, not the rabbis, they're big tzaddikim. So Aaron and Elazar and Yisama were in Tsar. So the mitzvah and Klal Yisrael to be mishtatef b'tzarim shel talmidei chacham. The general mitzvah, let's say Talmid Chachma, Rebbe in Yeshiva, is marrying off a child. So it's not only a mitzvah gemilas chesed, like you give to anybody else. It's a mitzvah, and he doesn't have any money. So it's a mitzvah lehishtatif b'tzarim shel talmidei chacham. It's a special mitzvah based on this pasuk. Yivkulas hasreifa. Not only when someone dies, when he's marrying off a child, he has whatever other tzar he happens to have. If he's sick or whatever. So it's a mitzvah lehishtatif b'tzarim shel talmidei chacham. The Gemara Moed Katan comments on this pasuk when Ahara and Elazar Yisama are commanded. That from this pasuk we see, what does it mean v'loy samusu? So the pasuk pshat means so that you will not die. What does that mean? So that you will not die. If you do it, you will die. Yeah, if you do it, you will die. What kind of a din is that? That's a hirah, sure. This is from the people of Chaim Yisvedei Shamayim. Not from the people of Chaim Yisrael. So Hayrosh sure that they're going to get Mitzvah of Deshman. The Baruch Hashem told them in advance, if you do this Aveira, you're going to get Mitzvah of Deshman. If a Kohen Gadol Bizman Hazeh will do the Aveira of observing Avelus or let his hair grow, Rashechem Tifro, if he will, Liban Gadol Pera Rosho, so he'll be Chaim Mitzvah of Deshman. Stamina. It's only Hayrosh sure. It's not listed in the list in Sanhedrin when the Gemara quotes it to set of all the people, Veilus Shebe Misa, the list of people who get Misa Deshmaim, and that Pegim, this is not listed among the people. So Pasha Pshad, this is only how you are sure. If they do avoid it, yeah, if they do avoid it, there's Misa
Deshmaim.
Yeah, they're not allowed to let their hair grow, below Samus. That if they let their hair grow, I mean, if they let their hair grow, they'll do avoid it? Oh, that could be. If they let the hair grow and they'll do Aveda, there's someone had to do Aveda, you mean? There are only three Kohanim. So if he's going to let his hair grow and he's going to do Aveda, then okay, maybe that's the Pshat. I don't know what the Pshat is. So the Gemara Ephes has in my cotton another Pshat. That you shouldn't let your hair grow and don't worry about it. Beloy Samusu, I promise you, Moshe Rabbeinu says in the name of the Gemara, I promise you, you won't be Chayim Mitzvah Deshmaim. Because anybody, any other Ovel who doesn't, anybody who's shaving Sira, anybody else, who takes a haircut in the middle of Avelus is Chai Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. But I promise you won't get a Mitzvah Dei Shamayim. That's how the Gemara interprets. Rashechem al tifro v'lo samusu. You take a haircut and don't worry. You will not be Chai Mitzvah Dei Shamayim for taking a haircut. Other people who take haircuts in Avelus will be Chai Mitzvah Dei Shamayim, but not you. That's how the Ha'acher Shalai Par v'Shalai Pira in Chai of Misa. Somebody other than you who takes a haircut is Chayiv Misa. Someone other than you who doesn't rip Kri is Chayiv Misa. That's how the Gemara says. So the Rosh quotes in the name of the Raavad, as you see from this pasuk and Chumash, that it's an Issa Deraisa. If it's a real din, there's a machlokes whether the Yom Rishon, Avelis Yom Rishon, is the Raisa of the Rabbanon. We know that Avelis is only the Rabbanon, Shiva is only the Rabbanon. And machlokes, the Mechab and the Ramah, that we learned, Barichas this year from the first parak and from the second parak in Brachas, whether Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa of the Rabbanon, we pass it's all the Rabbanon, even Avelis Yom Rishon, that's how the Rosh passes, everything is the Rabbanon, but Shloshim is the Raisa. So the intense Avelis of Shiva is always the Rabbanon, even Avelis Yom Rishon we pass from, like the Ramah, like the Bali HaTaisis, but the Rosh quotes in the name of the Rai, the first Rosh in Elam Megalchin, that the din of Shloshim, which is less intense, that you're not allowed to take a haircut, that's a din deraisa, that's a pasuk. Al tifro v'lo samusu. You take a haircut, and don't worry, you won't get mitzvah d'shmaim. Anybody else who will take a haircut in the middle of Avelis will be chai mitzvah d'shmaim. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rav it says that it's kipshuto. So the Rosh Tain is that it's not correct. That's what he said. Misa v'dei shamayim. The Gemara says that. So the Rav it says the Gemara meant it, and the Rosh says no. The Gemara didn't mean it. The Gemara only meant to be magdim. That's not the pshat. That's not the real pshat in the pasuk. But the Rav it understands. So acher shalat acher anybody other than these three kohanim. Aharon Elazar Yisamar. The Gemara says, "For Acher Shalot Parv Shalot Pirem." Somebody else who doesn't rip kriya, and somebody else who doesn't let his hair grow, he takes the haircut in the middle of Shloshim. So the Gemara says, "Chaim Yisrael Shemaim." So the Rosh holds that it's only Asmachta. That's not the correct way to read the pasuk. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu is promising them that they don't have to worry that they're going to get Misa, but any other person would have gotten Misa. That's not the pshat. That's only an Asmachta. And the Rabbi says, "No, that's the pshat in the pasuk." The Gemara says, "Acher Shalot Parv Shalot Pirem." Chaim Yisrael. That's the pshat. Anybody other than these three Kohanim?
Anybody?
Any other Jew who takes a haircut in the middle of Shloshma who doesn't rip Kriya is Chai Misa V'dei Shema. Right. Machlek is the Raavad against the Rosh. The Pashtas we assume for sure like the Rosh. We don't hold like that Raavad, but Shloshim is their Raavad. Everybody always says, even Avelis Yom Rishon is only the Rabban, even. But to say that Shloshim is their Rosh, that's the Raavad Shita, that Shloshim is their Rosh. And we pass them like the Rosh, that it's all the Rabban. Then the Pasuk, the Chumash has a din of Shasi Yain, is not permitted to do Avod in the Beit HaMikdash. And then it says, well, Havda ben HaKodesh ben HaChol. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, that if a shikr does avoid in the Beit HaMikdash, the avoid is mechulel, the avoid will be possible even mediyevet. That's why you better not drink wine, because l'havda bin ha-kodesh v'ein ha-chol, in order to know which avoid is mechudeshes, which avoid is mechulel. The avoid is mechulel means that it's possible even mediyevet. You have to bring the carbon all over again. You weren't yet to with this carbon. No, it's another thing. The pasuk only has another din in connection with this. L'horis is b'nei Yisrael, shalachot from Hashadib HaShem, Aleim biyad Moshin. The Gemara says, what does it mean lahoris? The Gemara says in Krisis and in Beit, so lahoris means that a shikr is also lahoris. That a drunk rabbi is not allowed to pass from Hashem. He has to be nichter, has to be sober when he passes the Shabbat. The Gemara just has one exception to the rule that whatever is mefurish and chumash, if you just tell him that it says in the Torah that Basa b'chalav is also, he's not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos, but if you have to lay tefillin every day of the week, or that pidyon haben is on the 31st, you just say over what it says in chumash. So that's a lot of pasuk, but if it's something dark is dik that doesn't say mefurish in Torah Shabbat, so that's already hayroa. So that you're not allowed to do. Whatever is in chumash is not called hayroa. The concept of hayroa only applies to Torah Shabbat. There's no hayroa in Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat is printed. Hayroa means a person who's a bala masayre gives over what the Torah Shabbat has to say about this matter. There's a Ramon, in Yeridei and Reishman Beis, where the Ramon writes that a shikr is not allowed to pass unless it's davar hamafurish b'psukim. So there's another, that's good, that's what it says in the Gemara, but there's another gifts in the Ramon that it says davar hamafurish b'poskim. And if you have a davar hamafurish b'poskim, he is allowed to pass. So the Shach doesn't like that. The Shach kind of, how can it be? What do you mean davar hamafurish b'poskim? The Gemara just says davar hamafurish b'psukim is mutam. Because whatever... But what if he says Torah Shabbat without looking in the Pesukim? I'm drunk. It's Purim. I'm drunk. And then you ask me a Shaila. Do you have to like film today? So I say, I'm not going to look it up in Chumash. The din is that you have to like film today. I didn't look it up. filler din is that I'm allowed to paskin even when I'm drunk, that you have to put on tefillin on Purim. It is, the din is that that one
Purim. In other words, kids, it's written, and that is everybody knows. You don't have to look at the chapter, but the fact that it's written means it's very obvious. And so, the fact that it's now written, so you don't have to look at it at that exact moment, but if it's written, no one
I know. The Chared is right in the Gemara. No. That's another thing. There's a din of Tavid Avishad Dukim Oidin Boy, and Tavid Vamish, and Tavid Shikal Adat. There are three din. Tavid Vamish is Chayzer. Tavid Avishad Dukim Oidin means if you made a mistake in Torah Shibichzav. So the Gemara says, whenever you make a mistake in Torah Shibichzav, it's not called Hayro. It's not called Hayro, let's say, for a din of Par Halam Davishal Tzibur. In Hayriyus, the Gemara says, if the Bezna Gala Paskins, then it's Mutalach al Shabbos. It's not as that. The Chutzpah is Mutalach al Shabbos. And then they look in the Chumash, and lo and behold, they find out that it's also Lachal Shabbos. But then the Gemara says, there's no Par Halam Davishal Tzibur. Because that's against the Davishal Duk and Modinbot. Means that that's Mamish against Torah Shibichzav. So that's not called the Hayro. It's not even called the Hayro B'Tor, it's not called the Hayro at all. But let's say, when you get to the din, that Ayotami Bezin Zaka, Yem Achzir Moshe L'Choyvon. One of the 10 chilukim between Mamon and Nefashis, and the Mishnayis in Sanhedrin is double jeopardy. Was a statement in the Constitution of the United States, and then Hafsina says that Shaloi Kedin, and Hafsina says that that halacha of Ayotami Bezin Zaka, Yem Achzir Moshe L'Choyvon only applies to B'nai Yisrael, doesn't apply to B'nai Noyach. All the dinim of Hatzol only apply to B'nai Yisrael, don't apply to B'nai Noyach. So he says it's against him, he doesn't hold from me. American Constitution. Huh? No, the guy's Chayv Nisa. What, he let a guilty man walk around in the street? The court made a mistake first time, they passed him that he's part time. Then later on, they realized they passed him wrong. He's really Chayv. It says on the books that the guy's Chayv. So the Gemara says, if it's a Yisrael, we learn out from a pasuk, Naki Bitzarek al Tarek. Naki means that he's innocent, and Tzarek means that he's guilty. Tzarek doesn't mean he's a Tzarek. But what we call a Tzarek means, it's Tariq Bedinoi, that he walked off innocent. We pass him that he's innocent, even though he is guilty. That's what a Tariq means. And it's Tariq Bedinoi. Noki means it's really a Tariq. But we call it Tariq. And Tariq means that it's Yatmi Bezin Zaka, Yem Achzirin Asalachayvon. Means that now we realize that he really is guilty, so we're not allowed to give him an Einish Misa. And by Bedinoi Echman, Haskana says, you have to give him the Einish Misa. If you don't give him the Einish Misa, you're violating the mitzvah of Dinim. And you're Chayv Misa for not fulfilling Dinim.
Can't
they can make dinim and dinim ominous, maybe whatever they want, takonis hakol and those kind of things. How can they change? If the Torah says that the guy's chayv misa, you got to give him misa. And they don't want to give him misa. They say they'll do away with the death penalty. That's what they're doing. They're doing away with the death penalty partially. That's connected to the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom says you must give the death penalty for homosexuality and for Eishes Ish and for Gezel. Yeah, and they don't give it. Yeah. You must have been there, narrowed out pockets, Michelle, and put them. He builds a piece of bubble gum inside me. So he's taking the Gemara. And they don't give the Yainish Misa. So the Ramam writes that their Chayv Misa is for not giving the Yainish Misa. And the Ramban and Michelle and Bayishlach disagree. Achlag is the Ramam and the Ramban. Is there a Chayv Misa for a Shevi Al-Kansa? For the Benemerich who don't give the Yainish Misa when they're supposed to give the Yainish Misa. They're not fulfilling their mitzvah. The Ramban sheet is that the as the Rosh is doing misasim that he give an Einish Misa for the Benayah who does an Averim only means that he did an Averim. But if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Dinim, he didn't go to Kuli Yaseh and give the Einish Misa, so then he's not Chayim Misim. The Rambam and Hilchas Malachim says not so. That's why Bnei Yaakov wiped out Shechem, that's why Shimon Galevi wiped out the city of Shechem, because they didn't give the Einish Misa to Shechem for abducting the girl. He was Chayim Misa, they didn't give him the Einish Misa. So all of the people in the city were Chayim Misa for that. No, not Mechayev to give up his life, but all the people in the city could have gotten together and given an Einish Misa to Shechem. Some of the Rambam assumes that they should have all gotten together, and they could have organized themselves without a sakana to their own lives and given the Einish Misa to the violator, and they didn't organize themselves. Shechem, he attacked Dina Bas Yaakov. Yeah, but if you attack a girl, that's worse than Gezel. It's at least Gezel. I beat you up. I sock you in the nose. It's not worse than stealing a piece of bubble gum. So if a benayach is neragal pachas v'shalaputa, so about a benayach is neragal ha'ubrin. The Gemara says that if I make an abortion on a bas noyach who's pregnant, so I'm chayv misa. Avadin. It's at least a chavola. Chavola is also chayv misa. If a goy is chayv misa for gezel, so avar goy is chayv misa for chayv b'chavera. Not only for retzer, avar is chayv misa. I don't know if it's a din. I don't know. Achrayim saying oinch min adin doesn't apply to b'nai also. There's a teisus harosh. There's a teisus harosh in Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken. If even God calls the teisus harosh in Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken, that an unction in his little sefer, what's the name of the little sefer? Ginas Verodim. In his little sefer, Ginas Verodim, the Prima Gordon quotes that Taisus HaRosh in Sanhedrin that an unction in doesn't apply to Ibn Einar. That's a whole discussion. Why should it be so? Why should it be so? But that's what. So the din is that a Yatmi Bezin Zakayem Avzino Shaluchayda Digmar says that only applies if Bezin made a mistake the first time. And an Indian of Torah Shabbat, even though we were Torah B'dvar Mishnah, still Yatsum Bezin Zaka, Eim Achzir Noi Shalachayva. But if it's Tov B'dovish Adzidukim Moedim Boi, then the Gemara says, it's not called Yatsum Bezin Zaka because the Hiro, it's not even called the Hiro B'Torah. It's not called the Psaq, but Psaq, Baradova Mufurish Batera. Whether you pass him right or you pass him wrong. Whether the Shikr is going to pass him the way it says in the Chumash. Or the Bezin is going to pass him against what it says in the Chumash, when it gets to Parham Davash al Tzibur, or when it gets to Yatmi Bezin Zaka, Eim Achzino Al Tzalachayva, it's not called a Hayroah. There's no Hayroah in Torah Shabichsav. It's not because he's dead wrong, because Torah Shabichsav is dead wrong. No, Torah B'dvar Mishnah is also dead wrong. And that is called a Hayroah. Torah B'dvar Mishnah is called a Hayroah. Just it's a Hayroah B'Torah, and in a moment it's Chayzah. It's not the same thing. There are three different areas. It's Torah B'Dovash al Tzuk in Moedinba, that's not called a Hayroah at all. Whether you're Torah B'Dovish HaTzikim Bo'odim Bo'o, or you're Paskin on Dovah Mufurish B'Kro, is Mutter. And then there's a din of Torah B'Dramish, and then there's a different din of Torah B'Shikalala, there's a three different din. So that's where the Shach Tain is against the Ramo. How can he say that Torah B'Dovish Mufurish B'Paskim, that the Dovah Mufurish B'Paskim, a Shikra is permitted to Paskin? Beg the Shach, how can he say that? But it's still Torah Shabbat Teh. Even though it's going to be a Dvar Mishnah, it's not as well considered a Dvar Mishnah, but it's still Teresh about Teresh, about Teresh. Is so the Gemara says only after Yer Olas is only two is against them. So the Mishnah says in his head, and he's a Talmud Shaloi Higi Adahiro, the Nasa Chumra Kuloi, the fact that he's such a big Shegis, he's such a Balavera, that he's such a young Shnutz, and he doesn't even have Shmich, and he has no right to pass him at all. He gets off scot free, doesn't get the end of Shmich. If he would have been a Chokhra Shehigi Adahiro, he's already a Balahiro, and he passes against the Bez Magon, then it's Chayv Misa, because it's Zaka Mamre. But if he's a Talmud Shaloi Higi Adahiro, so what he says is not a Hayroah, so it's not Yerolat, so it's not Chayv Misa. That's the Mishnah. Nim Tachumra Kuloi. So what's the definition of a Talmud Shaloi Higi Adahiro? So that's Machlekes Rashi in the Rama. Rashi says that he's not 40 years old. Where did Rashi get not 40 years old? So it says on the side of the Gemara in Sanhedrin that that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the first pair. That if you're not 40 years old, you're not allowed to pass.
Stop.
Period. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. If you're not 40 years old, you're not allowed to pass him, unless there's nobody else in the town who can pass him properly, unless it's absolutely essential. But if it's not really necessary, if they can do it without you, then before 40 you're not allowed to pass him. So that's where Rashi learns. Talmud Shaloi Higi Adahiro means he's before 40 years old. The Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi. The Rambam doesn't say Talmud Shaloi Higi Adahiro means not 40 years old, because it's very difficult to Rashi that way in. And if there would be nobody else in town to pass him, then he would be allowed to pass him. How can you label that? That's a din l'chatchila. So how can you label that as a Talmud Shaloi Higi Adahiro? In some communities it will be called Higi Adahiro, some communities it won't be Higi Adahiro. You have to judge in each and every individual case, is he in a community where he's needed, that he has to be, there's no other rabbi, he's the only one who knows how to pass him. So then he's mutter to pass him even before 40, then it will become a Zaka Mamre. If he's in a community, a Nir Shekula Rabbanim, and you don't need him to pass him, then he's called a Talmud Shaloi Higi Adahiro. It's a little difficult by Rashi. So the Rambam learns in Gantz in a different shot. Rambam learned Talmud Shelo Hegiya La Ramin, he has no smicha. Talmud Shelo Hegiya La Ramin, that he does have smicha. Why? Because the Rambam Shita is, as opposed to Rashi and Tosfos Shita, there's a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that Hayruah is a din, that smicha is a din, and Hayruah. And Rashi and Tosfos hold that smicha is a din and bez din. Rashi and Tosfos hold that in order to constitute a bez, you have to have smicha. In order to pass from the Shaila, you don't have to have smicha, you just have to be 40 years old. You have to be qualified. Okay, you have to know the din. And then, in addition to being qualified to know the din, you also have to be 40 years old. And the Rambam says, no, and in order to constitute a bezin, you don't have to have smicha, v'haraya, bezin shal chalitza. Doesn't need smicha, bezin shal geirus. The Rambam says, never needed smicha. The Rambam holds like the Rashi Yavamas, the bezin shal geirus never needed smicha. Tosfos says in a few places that the bezin shal geirus, mikir adin, needed smicha. And there's not a time that they had smicha, bezin shal geirus needed smicha. And there's not a zeh, we can be mekabel geirin based on shlichus dayu. Shlichus dayu abdinam. That's what leads the Nesivis, the Simon Alas, the Kod Malas, the Chashmish, but they say that Shlichus Tayyus, they're right, based on that Tosfos. So another day in Tosfos says that you can be Mekabel Gerim is Manazeh, based on the Pasuk here, there is Sechem, that the Gemara has increased that sense. That if you come to a generation where there's some kind of a problem that prevents you from being Mekabel Gerim, so you say, the Torah says you can be Mekabel Gerim, now with thin. Once you come to the generation where there are no Smuchim, so then the Torah says you can be Mekabel Gerim without Smuchim. But if it's man that there were Smuchim around, then Tosfos' opinion is that you need a Smuchim in order to be Mekabel Gerim. What do you need smicha for to be Mekabel Gerim? What's the big issue that they're going to pass them over here on the Gerim? The answer is Tosfos' Shita is that smicha is a din in Bezin. It's not a din in Hayruah. And the Rambam disagrees with Akot Kol Akot. There are around 6 or 7 rayas, or 8 rayas from the Rambam that his Shita is against Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam Shita B'tamim Mekabel Gerim says that smicha is a din in Hayruah, in Paskening. So perhaps that's the beer on the Ramah. That's what they're saying. That what? There's mana Talmud where you had people who had smicha, so whatever they say is going to be called a hayro, because one who has smicha is a mayro hayro. So whatever he says is going to be, if he's a shikr and he's going to pass him, it's going to be a violation of a shikr shahayro. It's awesome. Unless he's going to pass on Torah Shabichzav, and a dovah shatuk and moidibot. So Torah Shabichzav is not nitfis in hayro. Hayro is only on Torah Shabalteh. But bizmana zed the Rambam means to say that nobody has any smicha anyway. The smicha that we have is a phony. And the Rambam Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim what it's all based on a different Gemara that has in Daf Hey. The Talmud Al Yoram came out of Rishus Meirab. It's in the Tilos Rishus. Heter Hayro. That's how they call it in Yiddish. Heter Hayro. Permission to pasken, a permission to teach. It's a different word. It has nothing to do with the real smicha. The real smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael if it's the Ishmael Piyashad Moshe Rabbeinu, which we don't have Bizman Hazeh. Nobody has Ishmael Piyashad Moshe Rabbeinu. So we don't have any real smicha Bizman Hazeh. So Bizman Hazeh, nobody's a Mayru Hayruah. So nothing you say is considered a Hayruah. So you can never, even if you try, you can never violate this Isser of a Shikr, also Lahoris, according to the Rambam. According to Rashi and Tosfos, you can't. If you're over 40 years old, then you can violate. If you're younger than 40, you can't violate this. But Talmud Shelo Hegiya La Hayruah is not called a Hayruah. But if you're over 40, Then you can violate the yisur of shikar asa laharis. But according to the Rambam, it's impossible bizman hazeh to violate the yisur of shikar asa laharis because nobody has any smicha, so no one's called the mayor hayruah. So the Rambam says the davar mefurish bepaskin, you're allowed to paskin. Why? So what does it say? Only davar mefurish bepaskin. Say that it's muta to paskin everything. Oh, so misnama that's the pshat. If it's davar she'ein mefurish bepaskin, that needs a shikul adas. So if you're drunk, so the Rambam recommends. If you're a little tipsy, the Rambam recommends you shouldn't. You shouldn't pass, and you may not work out the stock properly. Plus, it's common sense. What the Rambam is telling us is that Bizman Hazeh, this din doesn't apply. It just boils down to plain common sense. If you're tipsy, you have to use a little shikul adas. So don't try to figure out the din while you're drunk. But if it's davar mefurish bepaskin, as drunk as you want, you say, you have a shaila. Here's the truth. It says nothing. If it's a davar mefurish bepaskin, there's nothing to be medan and milsa v'milsa. It's an exact case. It says black and white what the din is. So then you never violate the yisur of Bizman Hazeh. Of Shikaras or the Horus, there's nobody has any smicha. I mean, that's the pshat in the Ramah. Can you revoke a smicha? Bizman Hazeh, for sure you can revoke a smicha. No shala. The Malam al Lahoyal writes in his tshuva. Yeah, he writes a tshuva about. No, because Bizman Hazeh, let's say I invite you to my home and I let you sit on my couch and I give you food and then you start insulting me. So I say, please leave my house and stop eating the food. So you say, no, I gave you permission already. So I say, I revoked the permission. No longer a shu. So then it's an isek zeila if you sit on the couch, or if you stay in my home, or if you eat the food, it's zeila. You're using my property, or you're eating up my food. So here it's this bizman hazeh, smicha, is Nikilas Rishus Me Rabba. The Rebbe gives permission. The Rebbe only gives permission as long as he gives permission. If Mikana Lahabe decides that the guy has a conservative shul, or he introduced an organ or a mixed choir or something like that, he has a galach preached from his pulpit or something like that, so you can revoke smichas. Why not? The Milam of Lahoyim has a shul. So the Talmud has another Aveira. Talmud has another Aveira. Not only is he violating the Aveira, having a galach preach from his platform, he's violating the Aveira de Rabbanon of Talmud al Yerah, Elam Kein Notar Rishus Mei Rabbi. So the Rebbe should be. Okay. Yes, it is. Talmud al Yerah.
Does this mean
only
from
a
Rebbe or from anybody? Let's say that somebody went for a half a Meshach Pais to get a Rebbe.
And he just
said he gave
him a
Rebbe for an hour or two.
Yeah.
So
that's
why
he's
not
getting his
Rebbe. He gives him a Rebbe. So Rebbe is his Rebbe. Moshe is everybody's Rebbe. His Rebbe is Rebbe. Okay, but what happens if somebody is a Rabbi and he gives him somebody else, not his Rebbe?
No, it doesn't have to be his Rebbe. It says in Shulchan Aruch has to be the Rebbe.
Yeah.
So the Melamed Lahel writes like that. Other Poskim also, he has a truth about introducing organs in the synagogue. So he says, even if you can work out ahead there that you'll have a goy play the organ and everything will be al atzada on the weekday, an organ in the synagogue on the weekday, for weddings, not for Shabbos, Chalila. He's talking about an organ in the synagogue on the weekday, for weddings. So he says you're not allowed to do it, because the Mishnah says in Chulin that there's an Easter Shalala Chakas as Haminim. You're not allowed to do anything that looks like you're imitating the Ovidizor or the Apikursim. He says, we all know that the Reform introduced organs in the synagogue. So he says, the Orthodox are not allowed to introduce organs, even both in Shalhetta. And he discusses there in the Tshuva, will he revoke smichas from his students who will introduce organs in their shuls for weekdays, for weddings for weekdays. That's what he discusses. He assumes the double portion. Many poskim assume like that. All the double portion. Rabbi Zman is there for sure. He can revoke the smicha. There's no shad. Because the whole smicha is based on a tilus rishus. I take away my rishus. It's like I no longer give you permission to eat my food or to sit in my house. The question is, what about the Zman Talmud? That the smicha was a real bona fide smicha. Let's say Nadav Aviu, Elazar Yisama were appointed as kohanim, and then somebody wants to disappoint them. Got to make them ois kohanim. Like a lot of kohanim today, they want a rabbi. They want to be the Talmud of Mason. They have paid him, so they renounce their kahuna. So you can't, there's no way to renounce kahuna. Unless you drop dead, you commit suicide. They always claim. But a live coin called money is alive. It's like that coin. So there's no way to make a coin ois coin. So if you have a person who got smicha, bizmana talmud, which is a real smicha, then maybe the halacha should be that you cannot revoke the smicha. Maybe once the fellow is a musnah, it's chal Hashem on the gavra. What kind of a chal Hashem? Elokim. Elokim means a dying with smicha. Elokim lo isekal. If you curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an Aveir Elokim lo isekal. Or if you curse a dayan who has smicha, according to the Rama. A dayan has smicha. According to Rashi, Elokim would mean a guy who's a Moira Haro, who's over 40 years old. According to the Rama, means Elokim means a dayan hasama. So there's an Isra Elokim lo isekal. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Rashi would agree. I don't know. So maybe one should argue the point and say that bizman ha-talmud, if a guy got smicha, the smicha cannot be revoked. So what do you say? So l'chera there's a gemara here in Brachas, Brachuk, and that's from Zion on the day. The gemara says that they fired Rabbi Gamliel. It's like I made a person a kohen, I made a person a lady. So once he's a kohen or lady, he remains a kohen or lady forever. So chal Hashem and gavra. So how can he change? So he drops dead. He's going to be a kohen or lady. So if I give a person a smicha, so the chal Hashem remains. The chal Hashem and gavra. No, he's called the lakim even when he's sleeping. Not only if I curse him while he's paskening. Not only if he writes a tshuva and I curse him. Even when he's sleeping and I curse him, it's also a violation of the lakim likes to tell. You see, it's a chal Hashem and gavra. This person is called Elokim, even when he's eating, when he's sleeping, when he's in the bathroom. Right. So that's what we want to know. What about such a smicha cannot be revoked? So the Gemara says on Chav Zayin on the day is that they fired Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi. Ma Kavanah the Nasi, the chief rabbi. What kind of a role is chief rabbi? They said the status of Pidin is just political. So that's how Pidin is status, because the din is. Huh? The Gemara has a din, the Chumash has a din, Nasi b'yamchol, that process. Nasi b'yamchol osor, what does it mean Nasi b'yamchol osor? So the Rambam writes that Nasi means the Melech or the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Rambam Chumash is mistopic whether the Rosh HaSanhedrin is included or not, and it refers you to Gemara and Harius. And the Rambam says, based on that Gemara and Harius, that only been to get the Pahal Nover, only been to get the Par, to Sawyer Nasi. I'm only been to get to the Din of Sawyer Nasi, do I say that only applies to the Melech and doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin because of a local reason over there, the Gemara has. Nishen l'malim menu al Hashem alakov. Hashem nasi yechto. How does the pasuk read? Hashem nasi yechto. Says if he sins to Hashem. So the Gemara dashes from that pasuk only. Nishen l'malim menu al Hashem alakov. Yotzo the Rosh HaSanhedrin. That he's not the top mamuna. But you see from that Gemara, the Ramban writes. See from that Gemara that the Rosh HaSanhedrin is also called a nasi. If not for the fact that if yesh l'malim menu. The Melech is above the Nasi. So the Rambam writes, and the Ramban is mistapeg, that the Rosh HaSanhedrin has the status of Nasi also, but again to this love, of Nasi B'yamcha Loisor. Rambam writes that if Rambam quotes on Mechilta, that if a guy curses his father, who happens to have Smicha, and happens to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin, so he gets four times Malkus. One Malkus because of Lesha Kalachay, which he cursed the person. Another Malkus because it's his father, he cursed his father, Kallah V'imo. Another the chapella, the Ramban is not going to be. Makalavim is chayv misa. So you mean you gave him hasrof for malchus? So that's only one time. The lab she didn't. Lab she Mrs. Bezin is like Mal. We don't pass like that time. That's the Ramban's cash on the Rambam. How did the Rambam quote this mechilta? It's on the Rabbi Shmuel. We should pass like Rabbi Akiva. It's a mechilta Rabbi Shmuel. It's not Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So the Rambam, but the Rambam quotes the mechilta in the Yarach Hazok, and not only in the Sefer Mitzvah. Quotes in the Yarach Hazok that if he curses his father who has smicha. And also, is it not that he gets four times Malchus? Because he's cursing Adam and Yisrael, and his father, and it's Elokim Lo Yisakal, he's a Dayan with Smicha, and he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin. And the Nasi B'Amcha Lo Yisrael refers not only to the Melech, it also refers to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Gemara says that they fired Rabbi Gamliel, and they made him Ois Nasi. So you see that even when it's a Chal Hashem and Gavre, you can fire the person. And that's what Tosis points out in Megillah and Tosis in Yuma that we mentioned earlier. Rav Chaim pointed out that there were two dinim in Kunuk Doilo. There's a Kedushas Kunuk Doilo and a Shem Kren Gadol. So Tosis points out the Kedushas Kunuk Doilo can never be cut off from the fellow. Once he gets Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, once he gets Merubah B'Gadim, so he's going to remain Kaddish the Kedushas Kunuk Doilo, the Yom Avoyah. But the Shem Kren Gadol, which he gets because they appointed him as the Kren Gadol, so that Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, the Kren Gadol is Mismana B'Peh. And Mistalek Tepet, the same people who appointed him, can fire him. That's what Tosis quotes from Yerushalmi. Then Tosis discusses who are the people who appointed him. Who is the one who appoints the Kohen Gadol? So Tosis says that there's not Gadol, Echav HaKohanim, the Melech. They're not sure exactly who. Everybody all together. They're not sure exactly who's supposed to be in charge of appointing the Kohen Gadol. The Goyish King. You have to pay off the Goyish King in order to become the Kohen Gadol. That's not right. I think she paid off the goy she came to make it come off. So that's not a problem. But the Tesis is mistaken. Maybe the Yiddish king has also a say in appointing the Kangal. The Mishnah talks about firing a Melech also. Melech is for sure a Minui and Gavri. He has different dinim. He has Le'abel Anashim, Le'abel Asusim, Kazal Le'abel Amiyot. That's the right to say for Torah. The Zichra Minui and Gavri. He has different dinim from everybody else. He has a different dinim of Sawyer and Nasi. He has a din Nasi B'Amcha Lo'isor. He has Kama V'Kama dinim are different. Not only when he's functioning as the king, even when he's sleeping, he has these dinim. So you see clearly that Malchus, Hashem, Melech is a Minui and a Gavri, and still the Mishnah talks about firing a Melech. Mishnah discusses. What if the Melech was Machal Shabbos when he was still a Melech and he didn't stop the Shegig and he didn't bring the Korban Chatos yet? He's supposed to bring the Sohar Nasi. And he didn't get around to bring the Sohar Nasi until he was fired. Haridu Migdalosoi, so is it Miskaper Bistoyer? Or is it Miskaper Bikizbo Sira? Do you go Basa Shah So Avera? Or do you go Basa Shah Sakrava Sakur? Go Sugin in Sukkot. In Sanhedrin. All discussion. The first document says. The Gemara quotes the Sugyan, the Sugyan, Sugyan, Narashan is not a discussion. Or let's say the girl was a Naira Hamarasa, Shizinsa is Biskila, and Ashishin Shizinsa is Bechenik. So what if the girl was Mazana while she was a Naira Hamarasa, and then you wait a couple of months, she's no longer a Naira. Now she's a Bulgarian. Can you still give a Skila? Or do you say no? That's the whole Sugyan there. Shtani Gufa, Shtani Tom. But now she gives it to Hashem, but now she gives it to Hashem, the whole Sugyan. So you see before, she can fire the Melech also. Who fires the melech? Whoever appointed him in the first place. Whoever was mismane b'peh is misdalek b'peh. Whoever appointed him, didn't fire him. Taisus just points out there by the kengodol that even after you'll fire, that's Rav Chaim added on to the Taisus, that even after you'll fire the kengodol, he will only be lacking the shame kengodol, that he will still retain the kedushas kunim gdolah. He will be dina kimashuach mochamah. He'll be dina like Lozov Isama over here, that they had a kedushas kunim gdolah without a shame kengodol. So there is such a thing, there is such a concept of canceling a minui in the gavra. Not the same as a kohen, that once the guy became a kohen, he remained a kohen for the rest of his life till he drops dead. Not the same thing here. Here it's he was mismanet to something. It's a shame that chal Hashem on the gavra, but it's a minui. So the guy who was in charge, the group of people or the body who was in charge of being the mana, him can fire him. So if that works by kuna gdoilo, and it works by the melech, so mistamid will work by smicha as well. Whoever was mamana him, whoever gave him his smicha, can fire him as well. Can be mitzalek in the migdulasa.
Well, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that was the source for Rashi about 40 years old for Hara, is that also the source for Nodav Yehuda about not printing anything before you're 40?
Could be, I don't remember.
The reason why the man is dead is it's not even the same city as the Jab and the Malan Allah to go on the stage. So because in between the parish and the Spartans, they're trying to do the Malan Allah and shit like that.
I don't think so. No. That then applies to Zmanaza also. The only thing is that if it's too difficult, the Rebbe will get knocked out because the cities are so much bigger than they used to be. So if you get exhausted, if everybody's going to come to the Rebbe, knock on his door and ask every single shot, as it is, they knock out the big Rabban. Every idiot comes to Rav Soloveitchik to ask every stupid shot. Every moron comes to Rav Moshe Feinstein to ask every stupid shot. They knock them out with stupid things. So the Rabbanim are moichel on the COVID. They'd rather have the local rabbis pass them. Even though some pass them hold that they can't be moichel on the COVID, so Gimel Parso, if you cannot be moichel on the COVID, the Chedush Aran is on head, it's all a sheet or something, okay? But this for sure is not, they don't even have to be moichel on the COVID. So the Mechel said it's a bizarre to them, that everyone should knock on his door and ask him, when do I make a pigeon out of them? When do I make my bris? Am I allowed to shave? Am I not allowed to shave? When do I observe Shiva? Every shayla they're going to ask. So they'll get exhausted. I'll cover our rab, not to ask him all the shayla. To save the hot shayla for him. Like by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to set up this system because he says, Navolti bo. So he said he's right. Moshe Rabbeinu was masking to you, so that he's right. That he has to appoint other people to task. And Dobra Kosher, the Dobra Gadol, I'll bring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the same thing we have today. But we have to just keep in mind that we have to ask the Dobra Gadol to the Gdor. So the younger Rabbanim should task in the Dvar Maktanim, and the Dvar Maktanim we have to ask the Gdor. Okay? The Pasuk says, Vayter and Pasha Shmini, that they brought different korbanos on the Yom HaShmini. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the Shiori HaMincha, when you bring the korban, you burn the korban in his bayach, whatever is left over is called Shiori HaMincha, it's Nechot, it's Yichri Kuhne, the Yom, the Laivan Chatos, and the Azor, it's Kachi Kachi. So he says, Bachal to Moshe B'makim Kodosh, because that's Kodosh Kodosh. And what about the Chazi HaTnuf and the Shoi Katruma? That's only Kachi Mkam, that's from the Shlom Tochel B'makim Tohar. Not in a makom kodesh, but in a makom tor. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Tzvachim. Why? Tzvachim daf nun hey. Why? Because the kachikachim is nechal only in the Azorah, while kachim kalim is nechal b'chol ho'ir. So here it means b'chol. What's over here? What's b'chol ho'ir? B'chol ha'machna. The whole machna is called nechal. So this bem is not shver Gemara because the Mishnah says in Ezel Mekayma that there is a chiluk between shalmi yochid as opposed to shalmi tzibur. Shalmi Yochid is Kachim Kama, Shalmi Tzibur is Kachim Kachim, and this over here was a Shlomim. What's Shalmi Tzibur? Zidchei Shalmi Tzibur Ba'ashamas. What is Zidchei Shalmi Tzibur?
Shavuot.
That's called Kivsi Atzeres. The only Shalmi Tzibur we have in the world is Kivsi Atzeres. The Shlomim that are offered as part of the Musafim on Shavuot. Not part of the Musafim. Kivsi Atzeres goes with the Shtei Alechem. Goes in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem. You do the truth on the Kivsi Atzeres with the Shtei Alechem. It's not part of the Musafim. So that Shalmi Tzibur, that has the status of Kachi Kachim. It's not Nechal B'choli, it's only Nechal in the Azara. So this was also Shalmi Tzibur. The Pasuk says in the Purim, these were Shalmi Tzibur. So how come it says Tochlu B'machim Toha, not B'machim Kodesh? So one would have answered Alpi Pashtu is that that's not a Kasha, it's a Kotz Kasha. That's what one of my rabbeim answered years ago as a yes in this middle of Kriyas of Pesach. Klutz kasha, there is no halacha that zivcha sham et tibor is kachi kachim. It's a halacha that kipsi ateris is kachi kachim. It happens that that's the only thing that we ever have that's sham et tibor. So the Mishnah uses a metaphor, the Mishnah writes, zivcha sham et tibor is kachi kachim. But it doesn't mean that, it just means kipsi ateris is kachi kachim. So the Brisker Rav says that that's wrong. Brisker Rav HaChumash has a pasuk in Vayikra where he shows that the pasuk distinguishes between Shalmei Yochad and Shalmei Tzibur. It happens that the only Shalmei Tzibur we have is the Kipsi Atzeres, but in principle the Torah says that a real din, that Shalmei Tzibur is Kachi Kachim as opposed to Shalmei Yochad. It's not because it's Kipsi Atzeres and Shalmei Tzibur just a Malit. All Shalmei Tzibur are Kachi Kachim. So what's with this pasuk? So years later I found that in the back of the Vilna Shas on Zvachim Dachmun, hey, one of the Vilna Dayanim is quoted as asking that Kash. So he reinterprets the Gemara to mean that it's not so. So it means if it would have been a different Shlom, it would have been Nefah B'Makom Tov, but this one is Takanah. He said this is a Shalmei Tzibur, it's only Nefah B'Makom Tov. He points out this time that a Shalmei Tzibur has a Din of Kachi Kach, it's only Nechal and Yazor. It says, Atov Anecho of Neisecho, the girls eat it also. But he says, not true. He says if it would have been a different one, it would have been eaten by the daughters and it would have been eaten by B'Makom Tov, but this one was not eaten by the daughters. Because Kachi Kachim is on the Nechav Tzichri Kuna in the Azara, the Makum Kodesh, not the Makum Tzom.
But it says that it's really
Shalmei Tzibur,
not one we have now.
This was a Hirashah of the Shalmei Tzibur. The Pasuk says it was a Shalmei Tzibur. They had to pay for it.
Is that,
Yeah. I would have said that also if not for the Brisker Rav. He says nothing. He says based on a Mashmoras HaPasuk in Vayikra that the Pasuk is saying Yechidah between Shalmei Yochad and Shalmei Tzibur. The nature, not the Kipsi Atzer. Shalmei Tzibur is a different Chesed of the Korban from Shalmei Yochad. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should eat the Korbanus even though they were Oinonin. Normally the din is that an Oinon is forbidden to eat Korbanus even if Kohen Gadol was Makriv Oinon, but Ein Oichel Oinon. Here, even the sons of Aharon, Allah's Rishama, who were not Kohanim Gedolim, were commanded that they should eat it, Bi'aninus Tachluah. Then later on, Moshe Rabbeinu asked some Sirachatus, Doros Doros Moshe, Hine Sorif, why didn't they eat the Sirachatus? Which was the Sirachatus? The Rashi says, the Sari Rosh Chodesh, because the Yom HaShmini, the Shmini Lemiluim was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. First day of Chodesh Nisan. The Aaron tells them, no, that they're right in him, they're not allowed to eat. What do you mean they're right in him? But Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Bi'aninus Tachluah. So the Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Zvachim that explains that you were only nistava regarding the korbanos l'shoa, the hayroa shoa digi korbanos, but regarding the chatos of the musafi Rosh Chodesh, which is a din l'doros, that korban l'doros, you were never commanded, and doros mishoa lo yalpina. What does it mean doros mishoa lo yalpina? So we explain many times in Shia what it means is the following. It's like Gemara, what Rashi quotes. The Gemara in Zvachim daf kufal. So the Pasha Pshat is that we have a klal of Kal V'chomer and Mamatinu. Kal V'chomer and Mamatinu midin echad l'chaveiro. There are two kinds of Kal V'chomer. There's Kal V'chomer m'nei ben and Kal V'chomer midin echad l'chaveiro. So the Kal V'chomer midin echad l'chaveiro is all based on the assumption that all the din ha-Torah fit into one big pattern, and the pattern has to make sense. Everything has to fit into this scheme of things. So if you have a din in one pasuk, you have a right to apply that din and all the other halachas that are related, because everything makes one big system and one big pattern. So that's only the dinim that were given l'doiris. All the halachas l'doiris fit into one pattern. But if you have something that's a hayra shor, that means that it's a chiddush. It's a dada hasayis saklah. That means that it doesn't fit into the pattern. So of course, doiris mishor le'yalpina. A hayra shor does not fit into the pattern. If it would have fit into the pattern, it would have been a din l'doiris. And the very fact that it's only Harasha means that it doesn't fit into the pattern. It's a chiddush. That's what the Gemara says. Mechidush le'afina. The Gemara says that all over. What is the chiddush? The Tosafot says the Yevamim Dav Zayin and Al chiddush is a davar hasayis takla. It's an exception to the rule. Halal. That's what it means. Doris mishor le'afina. And Moshe Rabbeinu was masking with him. Adam Achlokes Aaron and Moshe. Moshe was masking with Aaron. So he was right.
Right now, I'm going to have to start a pattern. I wasn't sure.
The Torah then proceeds to have all the dinim of the behemoth tameyos and the yofus tameyim and the fish that are kosher and trade. And then the Torah has the dinim of kabbalah tumah. The Torah has the dinim of mikvahs, and today said all the hilchos mikvahs are based on today's sentence. Yes, that's the Gemara. And here there was a Hirosh Shah that they were all three permitted to eat Ba'aninas. Even though the Din Lazarus is that they're not allowed to eat Ba'aninas, here all three, even the Kohanim had Yaitim. Allah were obligated to eat Ba'aninas. He told them they must eat Ba'aninas. And they didn't. None of them ate the Chatos. So Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he told them to eat it. So Aaron argued out the case. He said, no, you only commanded us on the Kotshe Shah, not the Kotshe Doris. And the Gemara says the Kohanim is Doris Mishah, Loyal Fina. You cannot be done on Mama Timur from Shah to Doris. So one of the many dinim, there are many dinim mikvahs. Every year I think about a different dinim mikvahs on Parshas Shmini. So one of the many dinim in Hilchos mikvahs is the din of Zeichlin. The din of Zeichlin is derived from the Pasuk, so we assume that it's a real psul deraisa. Some Achronim want to say that perhaps it's machlokes Beis Yosef and the Dark Emosha, whether there is a machlokes of Rishonim on this issue. So the Parshas says that there is no machlokes. Everybody reads that Zeichlin is a din deraisa. It's a misreading of a Tshuvas Maharam in a Mordechai, in Hilchos mikvahs, that the Dark Emosha misread it to believe that one shita holds that Zeichlin is only the Rabbanim. But it's not correct. If you read it yourself, you see. It's very, nothing tricky. Just read it slowly, you see it doesn't say that. Everybody holds that Zeichlin is a din deraisa. Zeichlin is learned out from the pasuk, Ach mayan abor mikraman yihi yatohor. A mayan means when the water comes from under the ground and it's flowing. And it flows and it flows. So even though the water is flowing, that's good. It's metar bizochman, while it's flowing. So yochol, one might have thought, the Torah's Kohanim says in that pasuk, Yochav, one might have thought that just like a magon is metar bezochlin, so to a mikveh is metar bezochlin. If it's rainwater, megishomim, so even if it's rolling on the ground, it's also good. The rains are flowing down the hargala shel shomim, a river of rainwater is flowing down the side of the mountain, so someone could be tovel kelim or his body in that mikveh. So amalema ach magon, a miyud. Only a magon is metar bezochlin, and a mikveh is not metar bezochlin. The only kasha that Rashi asks in the Tshuva is every mikveh is a. How do they have a mikveh with Mana Talmud? They didn't have mikvahs like we have with tile floors with chansonizers. When it used to rain, in the rainy season, when it used to rain, so they used to have a blood tent. They used to have a big puddle in the middle of the street. So the puddle, that was the mikveh. If the puddle was big enough, it had up by himself. It wasn't big enough, it didn't have up by himself. So if the mikveh had 40 sorahs, so that's a kasha of the mikveh. So the shaila is, no, the water was always going to seep into the ground. Let's say after a big rain. So you have a big puddle in the street, so it lasts for a few hours, and then after a day, so the puddle gets smaller. After 2 days, it gets smaller. After 4 days, the whole puddle disappears, the whole eyeball goes. Yeah, they had some mikvahs that were stones, right? They have the mikvahs that they discovered now, they have stones. Those are the fancy ones, but what were the normal mikvahs? A puddle of water. For Caleb, not for the women, didn't undress in the middle of the street. But for the Caleb, they used to have mikvahs. A puddle of water would be a mikvah. So the shadow is such a puddle of water, there's always going to be seepage. The water is going to seep into the ground. Every couple of hours, more water disappears. And after a few days, the water disappears again. That's Zarchon. When the water is seeping out of the mikveh, that's exactly Zarchon. So every mikveh is there. No, but that's the din of Zarchon, that is not kosher. If the mikveh is disappearing, so it's no good. There isn't the Raj Be'ezimit, there isn't every mikveh is Zarchon. Unless you have mamish a watertight mikveh, that the water is not going to disappear, like we have today. We have, that's better mikveh than we ever had. We have mamish a mikveh that's not good. But there's not a gemara, any mikveh was there. That's already no good. The water that's on its way out is no good. The fancy mikvehs were better. It's also not like we have today. They had a lot of rocks. Also, the water is going to go in between the rocks. Ultimately, the water is opening. Okay, so the better mikvahs were almost as good as that. But most of the mikvahs, 90% of the mikvahs, is Mana Talmud, were all Zeichlin. So what's going on? So the Rashi says in the Tshuva that's quoted in the Mechaber and Yeridaya that it's only possible if it's Tchila HaNikeres. Only if it's conspicuous, if it's noticeable. If it's not noticeable, so it's not possible. But then you have a Machloikas Achrenim, what degree of Niker, how much of a Niker do you have to have? So the Rosh Hashulchan, it's always known as a Mekel. And the Marsham, the bigger maple.
Yeah.
So they are very maple on this. They say, "Kidani any carrots mean mamish, you see the water's rolling down the mountain. Mamish all rolling away. Or have a mikveh, let's say, and the flood is out, and I see the water's going down. As I stand there for 5 minutes, I see the water level went down an inch or half an inch or something. So that's chilani carrot. But what happens, let's say, if I stand there for 5 minutes, I don't see the water going down. But it is going down, just that I can't notice it. So how will I notice that the water is going down? So they said, let's say I put a mark. I put a pencil mark, or I put a piece of tape on the side of the mikveh. I come back 24 hours later, and I see the water has gone down an inch below the place where it was before. So the Orach HaShulchan and Marsham hold that that's not called chilani. It's only nikar if you stand there and you can see it by standing there for a few minutes. Stand there for an hour and it's not really noticeable, that's not called chilani keret. And the Darki Chivas and the Rinkacha says over here, his father wrote the Darki Chuva, the whole Darki Chuva, until the Nida Mikvot was written by the son, by Micha Saluzo. He wrote the last one. Huh? Yes. So he writes that my father already wrote in the Hakdama to the first Darki Tshuva that you shouldn't always listen to what the Masham says because it's too much of a Mako. And he says over here, he really flipped his lid. This one is way, this is much too much of a Kula. And he says, that's no good. So he says, if you put a piece of tape and you come back a day later and you see that it's an inch lower, that's Nikar, that's Chila Nikar. So that's a big Shaila. How do you determine? How watertight does the Mikra have to be? Because Mara Talmud, the Pashtus is the Mikvahs were not at all so watertight. So there was always seep. The mikvah was a big puddle. The puddle of water was always going to seep in the ground.
What
do you mean? Had other mikvahs. They didn't have a puddle in the seep and a mikvah. Understand? But all the mikvahs that they had.
In the
ground.
Big
puddle. They were filming. That stone was seep in the whole thing.
You want to see that for cannibals?
They could. If you want, you can do that too. But the Mishnah is in the mikvahs. Always talk about puddles in the middle of the seep. So the Pashtus is, from all the Gemaras, the Pashtus is like the Orach HaShulchan, like the Marsham. That those are the mikvahs that they used to have in Zmana Gemara. And many parts came out machma, like the Darki Tshuva of Zmana Gemara. That's the Shana. There's a big machloikas. This we usually go through every year. So there's a big machloikas in Yeridei. The Mechaber and Ramah have three shikas. What if I have, let's say, a mikvah like this, and it's very deep, and I have not 40 saw, I have 150 saw in the whole thing. So really, you only need 40. Up to here would have been good enough, but I have so much more. And then I have a big hole over here, and the water is gushing out. I stand on the side, I see honey carrots. I see all the water is gushing out. But the water is only gushing out, it's only going to gush till here. Let's say the level of the water is over here. And after a couple of hours, it's very clear to me that it's going to be over here. The level of the water is going to go down. Mom is gushing, it's chila honey carrots. So this is called Zeich Lananan. So in Yeridei, there are three sheets. So the Mechaber says, the bottom part of the mikveh is good because that's going to stay there. That's not chila honey carrots. There's seepage over there also, that's chila shein honey carrots. And the top part is no good for a tefillah because that's chila honey carrot. That's no good. There are more rights not so. There are more rights in the ikaradin. Even the top part is good. And even the table over here. You don't have to be machna to be table the dishes or the body, but have all on the bottom. He says in the ikaradin, even the top part is good. But he says you should be machna that even the bottom part is no good. You should be machna lahatchila. That's like the other sheet. There are three sheets. He says you should be machmer against the mechaber. Mechaber says the top part is not good, the bottom part is good. Ramah says no, mikra then even the top part is good. But you should be machmer hatzchila like the third sheet. That the whole mikveh is one big mikveh, and the mikveh has a tchila hanikeres in it. So the whole mikveh is no good. This is often a common problem in the mikveh for kelim. If you have a kelim mikveh and they have the water coming in over here, they have the faucet going, they have the water running as they're being table kelim, and the water is flowing out over here. So the water level is all the way up till here, and you know that it's going to be, and you're telling your camera, you know that the water is going to be flowing out over here. It's very clear that the top inch of water, sometimes they leave the water, the faucet running on the left side, and the water is filling up above the level over here, and it's flowing out. So you have the schila and the keres on top. So the Ramah says, well, hatchila, you're not allowed to be table kelim even below that level, not only above that level. He says, but yeah, but if you be table even above, it will be good. Because the bottom part of the mikveh is the kosher mikveh, it's not zechel, and the top part is mechubah to the bottom part. So the top part is kosher, the Torah is chiburi mikvot. The Mechaber and Ramah quote three shittas in Rishonim. All three shittas are quoted in Rishonim. But that is a hero. Sometimes the people, a lot of times, people violate that in the kelim mikveh. They violate the din lechatchila of the Ramah. There is a din in the Chumash that fruits and vegetables that are still mechubel lekarka are not mekabel tumah. They're not mekabel hechsher either. If it rains on the thing that's growing on the tree, that's not called hechsher zroim. It has to dafke rain on the thing after it's detached from the tree. What kind of a din is this that mechubel lekarka is not mekabel tumah and it's not mekabel hechsher? So the Pasha Pshat is that one could say that it's a Gzeres HaKosh B'Yom, and Mechubel is not Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Hechsher. Or perhaps one can say no, that it's a little more than Gzeres HaKosh. Maybe what it means is that Kozman, that it's Mechubel HaKark, it's not called Eichlin. Maybe it has a Shaitas with the other din, that you cannot be Mafish Trumas and Mises while it's Mechubel HaKark. So maybe there is a similar din, that Kozman, that the Paris are Mechubel HaKark, it's not called Reil Achil HaSodom, it's not Reil Achil HaSodom, it's not Pasha Trumas and Mises. And the male is not Mekabel Tumah. Michael Behem is not Mekabel Tumah. Only Michael Lodom. It's Negev to a din. You cannot make Schach from a Dover HaMekabel Tumah. For Schach, you have to have three conditions. It has to be Gedulei Karka, it has to be Tolish, it has to be Dover Shein HaMekabel Tumah. So if it's Oymed LeMichael Lodom, then it's Roy Mekabel Tumah, so it's no good for Schach. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, what if it's Roy Lachilos Behemah? You have grass, little grass that the Behemoths would eat, the cows would eat straw. But it's not Michael Lodom. So it's Ebbe Feverish, that's Kosher for Schach, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So maybe the halacha says that whatever is mechubel karka, since people don't eat it while it's mechubel karka, normal people, I mean, there is a possibility. You can nibble, you can walk over and eat an apple while it's still attached to the tree. The Gemara and Rashi talk about this. The Gemara Menachah talks about such a thing. The guy eats kodesh while it's still attached to the, without doing tzira first, he eats kodesh while it's attached to it. Okay, there is such a possibility. But under normal circumstances, people usually don't do that, so maybe that's what the Torah says. That oichel that's mechubel karka is neither mechabel tumah nor the Kabbal Heksha nor Roy Lahafrosh's Trumas and Maestres, because it's not called Michael Oder. If that's the Pshat, maybe we can understand the Gemara in Beitza also like that. The Gemara says in Beitza that if on Shabbos or Yom Tov, if I have a Goyish neighbor who's very friendly with me and he rips off some bananas or some apples from his tree and he gives it to me as a present, so the Gemara says that it's Muktza. Why is it Muktza? Why exactly is it Muktza? If he's Malakit Paris, why is it Mukta on Shabbos Yom Tov? Yeah. Why wasn't it enough? If you say with this parallel to this dinim, if you should assume that these are not local dinim, that this is one big tzara shover, Mechub is not Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Hechsher, it's not Roy L'Hafrash, it's Trumas Mais, even B'di'evid, so maybe that's the pshat, that Paris and Mechub L'Karka is not called Oichel. Maybe it's not called Oichel, so maybe that's why it's Negeris Tetzah, that it wasn't called Oichel, they're all Bein Hashmash. Otherwise it's just Mukta Machma Sisa that you're not allowed to be Kotzer it, but the Goy can be Kotzer. So there's no Mukta Machma Sisa by a Goy. No, not a Goy could come along. This food belongs to a Goy. The field belongs to the Goy. So by the Goy, Lachar is not Shach to say Mukta Machma Sisa. Let's say you have Paris on Oshrim. The Paris on Oshrim are not also Mitam Mukta. That's also Zeru Shemi Yalavi Yitlosh. So Tosfos says, why not say Paris HaNoshim HaMigdus Katzoyz? They say, no, but it's Oymet Litlosh. It's Oymet to fall down. So if the Paris HaNoshim are Oymet to fall down by themselves, so there's no Migdus Katzoyz, so Goy, even if it's Mechubel HaKatzoyz also, he can cut off the tzvul whenever he wants. So what if he plans? We know he plans to harvest his field on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So let's say that it's not Mukta. So the din is not so. It always is Mukta. All of it's going to fall off by itself. It's not going to fall off by itself, then you say Migdus Katzoyz. So maybe that's the reason why, that Adav HaMechubel HaKarka is by definition not called Eichel, so it's called Neulat Gomel. Maybe it's called, I took a non-Eichel, I made it into an Eichel. Right. While it was Mechubel HaKarka, it's Mechubel HaMachmas Guf, and then when it's detached now, it became Eichel, so now it's Neulat Gomel. I took a non-Eichel and I made it into Eichel. Some of the tiny bit that would have grown on Shabbos would be bottle and the rest, no? Whatever would grow is Neulat Gomel, but some of that would be bottle and the rest. I think Taisa says that. Taisa asks that. He says that. Why do I say Peris HaNoshma on the Yosef? Because of Xerish and Mi'al of Yitlush say that a little bit grew on Shabbos and there should be Mukta Machmas Neulat. Taisa says that it'll be bottle and the rest. I think Taisa and Beitza says that. I'll give him an hour. The pasuk at the very end of the parsha.
You said maybe
they
get a multiple
choice
and
then
you don't have
a dacha because they can't take them off. Yeah, but what if it's owned by an offering? From his farm. What do you mean I don't have the dacha? But the owner has dacha.
Why should
you have
daf? I don't have daf. Let's say you have food in your kitchen, you bring it to me on Yom Tov. I didn't have daf on your food. As long as the body had daf. So it's not mitzvah. But if the goy has something, the goy submitted to the Mechal Shabbos in Yom Tov, he has no issue in so why should it be considered mitzvah? The Rishayim has that. Why should it be considered mitzvah? They work on it. They work hard on that stuff. Why should we can have nothing in our cup, why should it constitute mitzvah? So this is one suggestion that we had, that maybe it's based on the parallel to these psukim, that Dovah HaMechub HaLakata doesn't have a Shem Reichel at all. So it's like Mukhtz Machmez Gufa calls Man that it's Mechub HaLakata, doesn't have a Shem Reichel. And then it became an Reichel in the middle of Shabbos, and then I said, Migiris Katsoy. I said, Migiris Katsoy to Ben Ashmar, she says, Katsoy to Kuligan. Pasuk at the very end of Shemini says, L'havgo Ben Atame Ben Atoha. So Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kehanim. So Achlame Ben Chambol, the Torah. The Torah tells you, be careful. Only to eat a cow, not to eat a donkey, not to eat a horse. Of course. L'havdu ben atome ben ator. Be careful. What do you have to be so careful? They're two different animals. It doesn't mean that. So what does it mean ben atome ben ator? It means no, ben atome lachem ben ator lachem. We're talking about cows. And cow that I shechted. The Rashi quotes in the Torah's Tanim. Elo ben tmeh lachol l'torah lachol ben nishchat chetzi sholkono l'nishchat ruboi. If you only shecht chetzi sholkona, so it's not a good shtik. If you shecht rubi sholkona, then it is a good shtik. And then the Torah's Kohanim continues. Rashi doesn't quote the whole thing. The Torah's Kohanim continues. The kama ben chetzi ol rubai. And what's the difference? So it says, kechu tasayru. It's a mashu who's different. So the other day, there's a machlekes acharon, whether we pass him like this or not. Maybe there's a chumim in the Rabbanon, that you need to ask a robe that's nikar loinayim. Shechita mefaras, the Gemara has lashon. It should be very obvious that it's a row. If it's only a difference between slightly more, it's 50.01 of the circumference of the corner was nishkat. So it's just a mashu, just a kutasar. So maybe mid rabbanon it's not good. Maybe need after that it should be nika. But the Bali Musar used to say in Europe. We used to have a professor teaching this university. So when he left, Professor Greenberg, he used to say over beautiful Musar. Kaidim Shasarach before he left the phone. He used to say over Musa that the Bali Musa used to say in Europe that Ein Ben Gehenim, this is not a medrash, I think it's a more, it's not a medrash, I think it's from the Bali Musa. Ein Ben Gehenim le Gan Eden el Chut HaSayr Bovad. That the wall separating between Gehenim and Gan Eden is a very thin wall. It's only Chut HaSayr. Like this, based on this Teres Kohan that Rashi quote. What is the kavanah of this verse from the Bali Musa? That two people do the exact same thing, and one guy it says Kishon Da'achei Hashem Tzadik Miyochu V'Mafosh Mikosh Levon. The pasuk says with that in Hosea, the last pasuk in Hosea, I think. And the Gemara in Nodu Dav Chav Gimel Tanat and that pasuk Moshen L'Shnei Ben Yodim Shetol V'Tizkeyem. Two people are reading the Korban Pesach exactly the same, but there's a slight Chut HaSayr difference between this one and that one. That he eats the Achil Agasa, he eats the Gan Achil Agasa. So the Gemara says he's a tzaddik and he's a rasha. So here the Bali Musa used to say the same thing. The difference between Gehenna and Gan Eden is only a Chut HaSayr. The exact same Shmiras HaMitzvah. He does the Tarag Mitzvah, he does the Tarag Mitzvah. But there's one slight hor off, one Chut HaSayr off. So this guy's going to burn a Gehenna and the other guy's going to go to Gan Eden. That's what the Torah Kana says over here. That the chilek between Nishchat Chetzi and Nishchat Rubai is only a Chut HaSayr. It doesn't have to be more than that. If there's one Mashahu off, it can be an Avera. The mitzvah becomes an aveir. Kishon da'achei Hashem. The mitzvah is turned into an aveir. Okay, Shemini is already lots and lots of halacha. I just scratched the surface.